And so today, we're excited. Life on the Mothership, we're going to go through some amazing visuals. Suzanne, did you want to tell everybody kind of what to expect in this first class? Because we're doing it a little bit differently than we did before as far as following a specific outline.
Well, you know, I don't know. Because I've given this one up to the Arcturians. So we will all discover it together. Because we're going to talk about the ascension of Arcturus, which happened way before we could count time. But it is a format of ascension. And I tried to take those two, three chapters, and condense it. It just made me crazy, and I heard inside, just relax and let it all come through. So we'll see what happens.
We're gonna have so much fun. I can just feel the little energy bubbles moving up. So what we're gonna do first of all is we're gonna make sure that everybody is grounded so that we can fully enjoy the experience. So everybody take as many deep breaths as you can, deeply in through your nose, and ground this lovely Arcturian and Pleiadian energy in our intergalactic families that are with us right now. We're gonna set the intention for open communication with all of our guides and our spirits and our angels and our galactic and star families in the universe right now. And we set the intention to communicate with our heart. Our heart mind. Allow us the guidance and light that we require for our path. We are protected by the white light of universal love and divine protection. Nothing but good can come to us. Nothing but good can come from us. We give thanks, love, and appreciation for the love, wisdom, and guidance that we are to receive here today. As we ground ourselves within Gaia and return to her loving energy, we also receive energetic light and guidance in our highest and in our best on this ascension journey. And we thank all. Wonderful. And I am going to turn it over to Sue so that we can get started on the Arcturian ascension. And I'm going to get my face out of here so we can focus on all of the wisdom that Sue has to offer. Thank you, Sue, and thank you everybody again for joining us today.
And everyone, if you are aesthetic like me and you want a big picture to fill the screen, in the right-hand bottom corner, there's little dots. You can make the picture thing as big as you want, and you can move it around, and you can look at big pictures and adjust your frame and look at something pretty. That's what I like to do. Now, John, I asked you, is this an hour or an hour and a half? Sorry.
This is 90 minutes today.
90 minutes? That's an hour and a half, right? No. Okay, great. Now, just a second here to talk about the ascension symptoms that we are having now, which are pretty immense. The energy now is really intense. And I'm not one of those persons that was saying, oh, it's any minute in 2012 or pretty soon in 2013 or just 2014, you get it. No, this is different. It started for me... Let me see, maybe a couple of months ago, the energy started really kicking in, and it's really strong now. And what is happening is that the higher light is entering in through our pineal gland and moving throughout our beingness. And that which we have hidden from ourselves is coming to the front. So what's basically happening is We are like the pioneers that we started off. We're going across this country of America, thinking that it's just, you know, across that little mountain range, the Appalachian Mountains. That's about all we knew about back then, and maybe a little bit more later on. But we have our wagon trains, and they're all made of wood, and we're going off into the wilderness. We've got all this stuff. And what happened is they found that they had to go cross rivers, go around lakes, go through deserts, go over mountains. They started throwing all that stuff away because there was a lot of stuff that they had thought was so important. But in order for them to continue the journey, they had to let go of that stuff. And that is what's really happening to us all now. We are in the process of letting go of our stuff. But this is our psychic stuff, our woundings, our dark memories, our feelings of inadequacy, our frenetic energies, all the different parts of ourselves that have served us when we were in that third dimension. Like when they went on the wagon train, all those things were part of their home, so they took it with them. But when, in order to get to their new home, they had to let go of all those things. And so as we go to our new home, in the higher frequencies of Gaia, there's a lot of components of our persona that we have to release because they are not able to adapt to that high of a frequency of reality. Now, today I was going to talk about the ascension of the Arcturians from long, long before what we would call even time, and our nightly visits, because that was that first part of that book. Now, I just got a message, and I want to talk a little bit now about living in the now. We are leaving time. What that means, that we forget what we did yesterday. We forget what we did 5 minutes ago. We forgot how long this seminar is and how many have we done. We forget things because our memory is all time bound. And we are recalibrating ourselves to live within the one of the now. And the way that we live within the now is that we just trust and know that as we need what we need, it will arise right there. And then as we accept that now, then it blends into the next now, which it blends into the next now. But we're living in the current at all times. So, sorry, I got a frog in my throat there. So, what we are doing is, I'm first going to, we, Arcturians, whoever, into that experience of recalling our nightly visits. And then from there, the Arcturians will come in and tell us about their ascension process. So I talked a little bit through Maitreya last time, and this time I'm going to talk through Maitreya at first. And Maitreya was actually one of the first persons that I communicated with. And way back in, maybe 92, 94. And then the Arcturians came in. And then they kind of took the back seat while I went through a lot of my stuff. And I had to get my frequency high enough to be able to have as much communication with them. So now we are bringing in Maitreya. Greetings, our wonderful ones. We are Maitreya, and we welcome all of you to remember at least one of your myriad galactic expressions of self. And I, Maitreya, am one of Suzelle's Galactic Expressions of Self. Now, I am here now to help you remember about your nightly visits. Now, it is not that all of you have nightly visits every night, and it is definitely not that all of you remember. Whether or not you have them every night and whether or not you remember has no importance whatsoever. For each of you are living within your own divine plan that you have written for yourself before you took on this embodiment. And within this divine plan, there are certain things that you will need to remember. First, to ground and facilitate your remembrance of who you are. And as you awaken to more and more of your great multidimensional self, you will remember more and more parts of your multidimensional lives. And part of the reason why we take people in their night bodies is because most of our portal openers and those who visit with us have very busy daily lives. They are still living on their third dimensional world. They still have jobs. They still have responsibilities. And they need to take care of these responsibilities, and they need to sleep at night. But when you sleep, you move into your astral body. And if you recall last time, the tray took you through the different frequencies of the mothership. And one of those frequencies of the mothership is the fourth dimension. And the fourth dimension is where the meetings occur in your night bodies. So we will guide you on a meditation and begin by experiencing yourself in your bed. And you have just completed whatever rituals that you complete so that you can feel relaxed and calm and go into a deep sleep. And take some long, slow, deep breaths as you imagine that you're snuggled into your bed. You're warm and cozy and feel safe and deeply relaxed. Now, usually, what happens with your night body is something that you may or may not remember the next morning. But in this case, you are going to remember what happens to your light body right now, in our moment of the now. And so you begin by feeling how you are your light body. So as you look at your light body, you see that this is your lower frequency of light body called your astral body, and your higher frequencies of your light body are the fifth dimension and the sixth. And then as you move into other dimensions, you have different areas of form until you get to the eighth through tenth, in which form is something that you would do as a service to others, but something that is no longer necessary for you. Now, feeling your astral body of light around you, you can feel yourself as you lift off, and you see that denser component of yourself fast asleep, safely tucked into your bed, and you can feel the connection that you have with that component of yourselves. And that component of yourself may or may not remember. However, you will all get a recording. So if you forget, you can listen to the recording again. As you rise up, you feel yourself moving towards the ceiling. And suddenly the ceiling becomes closer and closer. And it's almost like your nose is touching your ceiling. And then, zap, something happens. And you are on the other side. And not just on the other side of your ceiling, but on the other side of this fourth dimension. And you are in this higher world, much like a foggy dream world. And different components of yourself will experience this in very different ways. For all of you are much more complex than you imagine. All of you have parallel selves, you have alternate selves, you have what you have known as a past life or a future life, all of these myriad components of yourself. And sometimes as we pull our grounded ones up into the higher frequency, they run into these other components of themselves. And if you happen to do so, give yourself a big hug. And you may decide to remain within the illusion of separation. Or you may decide to be in oneness with all those components of yourself. And now you see a beautiful beam of light. And the beautiful beam of light comes and meets you. And suddenly, you are in the ship. You have been instantly bilocated, transported right into this fourth dimensional area. Now, this fourth dimensional area is also much like a foggy day, in that you are seeing components of beings that you are not accustomed to seeing. And so, therefore, you see it in a bit of a foggy fashion. You might see a dense core, but then you see this lovely astral body. And as you take a moment to acclimate to your higher frequencies of clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience, you feel and see and hear the other members. And you may find yourselves walking around. You may find yourselves sitting in a large circle. You may find yourselves in a classroom. And you may likely find yourself with many beings that are not humanoid in nature. For it is not just Earth that makes these visits. And you could take a moment and say hello to the friends that you have made and embrace and talk to and welcome. And then my beloved Maitreya comes in and invites you all to take a seat, for you have a very special honor this evening in that the Arcturian is coming in to this fourth dimensional area of the ship to talk to you about ascension. Allow yourselves to take a few long, slow, deep breaths to calibrate your frequency as high as you can. And as you take these breaths, you can feel that some of the fog of the room is beginning to lift. And you can perceive yourselves more in a fifth dimensional reality, where the bodies of light are not as surrounded by that which appeared to be fog, but which was actually the density of time. And in the fifth dimension, there is no time, there is no density. Greetings, our beloved ones. We are the Arcturians, and we are here to speak with you about the process of ascension. We will go back, back, back into when we actually decided that it might be interesting to take on the experience of holding form on a planet. Now, we had been beings of energy field for infinity, as there was no time at our frequency of residence. But in our 8th through 10th, 11th dimensions of reality, we had immense creative abilities. And so we decided that we would create a planet, and we would inhabit the planet, and we would have guardians of that planet. So, first some of us volunteered that we would be the holders of form, and we would create a form of a planet. Now, this planet was not physical as you know it, for the galaxy was very different within that era. But it was as close to physical as we had ever experienced. And so those of us that volunteered and said, I think that it would be a wonderful experience to be a planet. Now, we want you all to know that that's exactly what happened with Gaia. That Gaia is a magnificent being of light, far beyond the frequency that any of you could imagine. And we would like to guide each of you to look within your heart and look within the core of your heart. And as you look within the core of the heart of your heart, you can look within the core of Gaia's heart. For all of you have volunteered to assist Gaia. And do you see that amazingly beautiful being of light? And do you see all these components of her? Some decided to be earth, some decided to be air, some decided to be water, some decided to be fire, all combined into a planet. And in that very same manner, we Arcturians decided that we would create a planet. We will just call it a planet, for names are something that do not exist within our frequency, for names are actually signature frequencies and are created in tonal impressions. One that we don't believe that Suzil's articulators could produce within this now. So allow yourself to imagine what that tonal impression might be, that signature frequency of the planet that we have created, had created, have, or there is no time, had, have, will, no difference. All those terms are extinct. Within this planet, as it developed in adequate form, then those of us that decided we wanted to volunteer to be the inhabitants of the planet went on to be inhabitants of the planet. And some of us chose to be representatives of water. And so we became the myriad waterways of that planet. Others decided that they wished to be representatives of Earth. And they became the animals and the fish and the birds and all the different beings, as well as the plants And the plant kingdom beings was one group. The animal kingdom being was another group. And these were combined, and that they needed the element of water to survive, and they needed the element of fire to nurture the plants and to enliven a spirit within the animals, for animals within that world were just different forms of what you would now call humanoids. And then there were some of us that decided that it would be interesting to take a humanoid form, standing upright, body, head, two arms, two legs. And then the others decided to be those who would overlight the expression. And those who would overlight the expression were to remain timeless. And they were to be the constant link so that we could always remember that we are wonderful multidimensional beings. And in our idealism, we thought that that would work perfectly. And it did work perfectly for aeons upon aeons upon aeons. But eventually, something started to densify in a manner that we had not planned. We had not planned that there would be something called time. We had not planned that that time would create something called separation. And we had never known a separation, as we had never experienced it. So we did not know of the polarities that would arise from separation. And these polarities began to arise. And as they began to arise from the separation, and from the time that created the separation, there began those first components of comparison. Oh, look, I'm a plant. Oh, I'm an animal. I am a humanoid. I am water. I am sky. We've got the air beings, of course. The sky, the oxygen. I am fire. And so then it began to be separated into the fifth-dimensional elementals and the fourth-dimensional elementals. And we were even moving into this mattered form called somewhat third-dimensional. We had never even known that such a thing had existed, just as we have told all of those to whom we speak to live within the now, for within the now you will discover far more than you could ever think that you would. And we were about to learn that within that now of creating such a strong organization of form that there were certain consequences that we had not realized would occur. You might think that it's interesting or odd that beings that travel through the multiverse as beings of light would not know of such a thing. However, it is true. And we were amongst the first ones to experiment with creating reality in such a low form. And we were amongst the first to have the dilemma that did arise. Now, the beginnings of that dilemma began with judgment. As long as the comparisons were just, interesting, that was fine. However, something happened with the polarities is that beings began to judge that, well, that's a nice plant, but, you know, that plant is stuck in one place, and I can walk around, so I guess I'm better. There was that first judgment. I am better than you because I can do what you can't do. Of course, that was never exactly correct because the humanoids could not use the light to photosynthesize and to create food for themselves. In fact, by this point, they had found that they had to eat the plants, and sometimes they had to even eat the animals. And they had to drink the water. And they had to breathe the air. In other words, they were realizing that they were depending on these other beings. Now, they didn't like that. They didn't like to realize that they're depending on these other beings, so they had to judge themselves as better than. We are humanoids. We are better than plants. We are better than animals. We are better than the water. We are better than the air. We are better than the dirt that we walk on. We're humanoids. We're an advanced species. Now, that is where the problems really began. Because then the advanced species began to wonder who was the most advanced of this advanced species. And in their struggle to become the most advanced of the advanced species, they trampled on the earth, they murdered animals, they destroyed plants, they tainted the air, they misused the water. And then, of course, it was the other person's fault, and they blamed that other person for doing that thing to their land, to their area. So they had to get in a fight with that other person that wasn't as good as that. Now, those of us that were the overlookers, those of us that were overlaying the scenario, were feeling more and more lost. For because we had never had that experience, we really did not know how to interface with these beings that were the first ones to experiment of holding a form and living within time. Since we were unable to really interface with these beings, therefore unable to assist them, we had to take volunteers. We had to take more volunteers out of those who had overlit our world and volunteers from those who had volunteered to take on the component of being a planet to also take form. And those who took form from being a planet were to gather on a regular basis with each other within the core of the planet so that they would not forget like their comrades had forgotten who they were. And those who had come down from above volunteered to take on form but promised to meet in the fourth dimension, fourth and fifth above the planet, so that they would not forget. These were called the portal openers, for their job was to go down onto the planet and open portals from the planets into the higher frequencies and to open portals into the core of the planet. Now, we ask all of you to feel yourself within this. Feel you are there within this now of our story. We wish for you to blend your energy. Now that we have given this introduction, we are aware that you see this is quite familiar to what has happened to our, including ours and yours, beloved Gaia. And so we ask, who have you volunteered to be? Have you volunteered to come down from the One to be a portal opener? Have you volunteered to be the components of the planet, to anchor it into the planet? Have you volunteered to be one of the beings on the planet? Now, of course, we're not talking about the now of your 2014 time. We're talking about the now of our storyline, which is free of time. So we invite you all to allow your imaginations to experience being a plant or being an animal or being an ancient humanoid. Take a moment. We ask all of you, how does it feel to be a plant? Feel your roots going down into the soil. Feel your leaves basking in the sun. Feel your buds beginning to grow, birth forth into flowers, which will eventually give birth to the fruit which you are offering to the inhabitants of Gaia. And now, be it an animal and or cetacean, and feel how that feels. Are you an animal, such as a bird that flies to the sky? If so, feel how does it feel to fly. Look out and see how your wings are spread and how you navigate with your tail feathers and the movement of your wings. And feel your long, skinny legs and feet tucked up against your body. How does it feel to be an animal? You may be a member of the cat kingdom. So you may be a lion, panther, maybe a member of the animal kingdom, and therefore you might be a wolf. And feel all of these different beingness of whichever animal you choose to be. You have flown. Now experience yourself walking with four legs and smelling everything that you can't smell with your human self and seeing up in a far distance, seeing at night. And hearing more than you would ever think you could hear within your human form. And now feel yourself as a wonderful cetacean, a dolphin, you are a whale. And you flow through the water with your pod. You leap up, splash down into the water. And you feel that joy. And as a whale, you set out your beautiful tones to sing to the beloved ones within your pod. Now, feel yourself as a humanoid, standing tall, 2 feet, 2 arms, a body, a head. Now, this humanoid can remember how does it feel to be a plant? How does it feel to fly through the sky like a bird? How does it feel to walk on the land like an animal? How does it feel to swim through the water like a fish or a cetacean? This is the humanoid that you want to remember. This is the humanoid that is of great use to the ascension of our planet and is of great use to the ascension of Gaia. For as you remember that you are the planet, then you remember that you are all one and that you live in unity consciousness. And within that unity consciousness, you are the world. And if you are the world, if you judge any member of that world, you have judged yourself. And we know that that is a very humanoid thing to do, to judge yourself. And we ask you to please put it in your mind, Write a note to yourself on your third eye and on your high heart. I release all judgment. All judgment is released now. Now, we have given that assignment to Suzelle quite a while ago, and it is not an easy assignment. For life in the third dimension is immensely difficult. And when you judge a thing, a person, a place, a situation, you push it away from you. You create a boundary. And within that boundary, you have the illusion that you are safe. But safety does not come from boundaries. Boundaries create wars, which is the ultimate unsafety. The only safety is in unity. Unity with all the expressions of your planetary self, with your animal self, with your plant self, with your cetacean self, with your bird self, with your insect self. Now, we go down into the planet, and each of you can be amongst those of us that have volunteered to be the planet. Now, just as your physical form is made of earth, air, fire, water, and ether, your planet, from which your body was created, is made of earth, air, fire, water, and ether. Feel the mass of earth, of the element of earth. Feel yourself in the core of earth. In fact, feel yourself in the central crystal in the core of earth. Now let's take a moment first and start off around the outside of that crystal, for it does take a while and we are concerned that we have gone a little bit too fast for you, because we want you to be able to adapt. The energy of the central crystal is very high. So first feel your small group here gathered in a circle around the central crystal. And look to the right and see the members of your group and send them all unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, and unconditional forgiveness for any way in which you have ever judged any of them in any lives that you may ever have known them. For groups like this do not gather by coincidence. These are members of soul families that are realigning. And so as you look around to your right, you see members of your soul family. And you might actually see maybe one person is dressed like a pioneer, another person is dressed like a Native American. And if you see that, that's where you knew them from. And as you look to your left, look around again to these members of your soul family who will come together once more. I'm sending them unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness, unconditional acceptance. And feel how that unity consciousness, just with the small group that is gathered from different areas around the world, and for anyone who ever hears this message in whatever way, you are there too. For if by any stroke of fate you somehow find yourself hearing these words, then you too are amongst this family. And now we ask that you all take three steps into the core crystal. One, you feel that the energy is much higher than it was before. Two, the energy is very high now. So you reach out with your right hand to touch that crystal, and with your left hand, you reach out to touch your beloved friend, just to your left. And so you feel the unity. So as the energy comes into you, it comes into all of you. So it is not too intense. For one person, it might be too intense. But for the soul family, it is familiar, it is loving, it is wonderful. Now you pull your right hand back and you touch your heart as you reach your left hand out to touch the core crystal, and then stretch out your right hand to feel your beloved family member to your right. And that feeling combines as it moves around the circle again and again. And now you drop your hands and you hold your right hand with your family member to your right, your left hand to your family member to your left. And you take that final step into core of Gaia Central Crystal. And this is what the portal openers had to do on Atlantis. And that is why Atlantis was not the end of the planet, just merely the end of the continent. And many of you were there as well. And many of you were there as well when this needed to occur on Lemuria. And you can feel the familiarity. And this is what we did on our Arcturian planet. And there were many of us that volunteered to be members of the body of the planet. There are many of us that volunteered to actually move up and experience and be portal openers, the ones of us that had not yet fallen asleep. But there were not as many of them as we had wished. And unfortunately, many of the ones that had come from the higher frequencies down to live on the planet to remember had forgotten as well. For the judgment, the separation, the time, the illusion is highly contagious. So our members were fewer than we desired, but we knew that we were not to be the entire process. We were just to be the initiators of the process. And this is the case with you, our beloved ones. You are the initiators. You are the ones who will initiate the experience. Now, your greatest challenge, believe it or not, is to believe that what you're doing is real. For more incarnations than you could count, you have been told that you are an individual person and that you have no power, or if you do have power, power is only power over. You have been told that there is time. You have been told that there is separation. You have been told all of those things over myriad, myriad incarnations. So now, beloved ones, we ask that you hold on. Hold on to this moment of this incarnation and say to yourself, I will not forget myself. I will remember myself. I am remembering myself. I am myself. feel your multidimensional self. And as you feel your multidimensional self, there is no longer time. There is no longer separation. There is no longer judgment. Now, we would like to take a moment and allow our beloved Joanna to assist you all in grounding what we have said before, and then we will return again.
Thank you, Suzanne. Dr. Arturian, Andrea, that was beautiful. I'm wondering about what we create in our lives from those dream moments to the impressions to from the fourth dimensional plane that we have when we're in our dream state. And we can literally float back and forth between realities. And the more that we lucidly do this, we can come into contact with who we are and our higher selves and our soul's purpose and why we're here. And these classes allow us to tap into that. When we gather in these groups, our vibrations raise and we allow that porthole, which is ourselves, to flow to one another and remembering our connections in our soul lives and our soul groups and our family groups with one another. And it's familiar. And we're coming back to do what we've done on other incarnations that we're living right now, and we're tapping into that intelligence and that wisdom when we take our nighttime visits and when our meditations and we have those visions of momentary connections with those higher realms. And allowing ourselves to float into those memories as often as we can and to allow that memory to expand in whatever way that you can and allow that memory to grow. Because the complexity of who we are, as said earlier by the Arcturian, is that we are so massive, we are so infinite. As the mass of the center of the earth, we are Gaia, and we have that mass within ourselves because we are one. And that's what we're experiencing. We are opening up to our own core, at our own center, and we're allowing that to flow freely into the universe and become one with the universe and our higher star family. And as often as we can remember that, we can connect with those higher energies that bring us to that next level of being who we are. There's also the acceptance of the polarity and the differences, as we've read in the first part of this book, that there were so many differences that they pulled from one another. And if we can find the center point of those differences and find beauty in the differences of one another or the things that we find on our planet or those around us, and let go and find the beauty in our differences and allow us to intermingle and commingle with those differences, it allows us to become one with one another. And then all of the judgments and all of the tensions and all of the stress can float away. And I wanted to connect this with, as 3D as it sounds, as we let go of judgment, as we let go of stress and all of our 3D stresses that we bring with us at times, is the business aspect of it. And when we can let go of competition and worry and allow ourselves to do what we do for the love of doing it and remember our passion for why we do what we do. And the more that each of us in our own lives, in whatever businesses that we go to our daily work with, know that you're doing it for the love of doing it, and remember to play like the children, as if the spirits play, because that allows us to remember why we're here, and it allows us to break down the barriers that sometimes business and the financial aspects of our lives can allow us to feel sometimes. But we have choice to move out of it and step out of that and allow the freedom to play, and allow the freedom of spirit to come back into the workplace and come back into our everyday lives, because it can. We can choose that mentality to let go of the stress of competition, the stress of being fast enough or good enough. Those are all judgments on the 3D level, and the more we can let go of them, the more we raise one another to empower one another and create that unity consciousness as to why we're here, to get within the core of our being and become one, as if the core from Gaia, and we're nurturing her core as well. And grounding all of our essences when we use and connect ourselves with the elementals and the animals and the soil and the water, just as we do those around us, the various people and the diversity that's on our planet, and find compassion and send unconditional love and respect and forgiveness for those that we may see acting not as we would act. We let that go and allow judgment to fall away. And remembering that the porthole is within us, we are the porthole. And we've all come here for this reason, and there's no mistake or accident that we're here today. We'll allow this to be who we are and experience it in every way that we can.
Okay, and I'm going to play a song that is from a poem that I wrote about becoming one. And Jackie Callas, my dear friend in England, has made it into an a cappella song. So let's hope that it works. I got it turned up.
We stand at the end to see the beginning and dream of an earth where all life is winning. And no one is hungry, and no one is poor, and no one is greedy, and no one wants more. We dream of an earth when the land and the sea become one with people like you and like me. On this earth we're one with the rocks and the trees. Commune with our nature through the land and the breeze. We open our senses to dear Mother Earth, who offers a platform where we can know birth. This birth gives us form, a world filled with mystery, and offers a forum where we create history. But history is ending, the future is now. We know we're a planet, but we don't know quite how. Something inside us remembers the deal we made long ago before we were real. We didn't have form as we soared through the sky, but wanted a body and didn't know why. An urge deep inside us called from our being for a place that had time for hearing and seeing. A place we could learn, a time we could grow, and share our true spirit with others we know. The concept of others was new to our one. We'd know not a planet or even a sun. Together with Gaia, the heart of us all, we entered a farm and began our great fall. We fell from the heavens and landed right here to remember our love and learn about fear. We've learned all we need and feel quite complete. Experiences are gathered and packed up all neat. Now we will journey deep, deep inside, where only the truth lives with no place to hide. We know that this journey that starts will not end, and that is a message that we will all send. Awake now, dear spirits, adventure is here. We can all live in love and release all our fear. Just open your heart and let the truth in. That's all you need to do so it can begin. And what will begin? We are not quite sure, but feel it is loving and know it is pure. For with our hearts open, our feeling and knowing, project the reality our being is showing. Our beings are many, for together we stand. The people, the creatures, the sea and the land. Your choice we remember, we chose to come here, to call in our soul self who resides beyond fear. This true self we ground into the great mother, to return to the one where there is no other. Then people and planet will all become one, as together our light will outshine the sun.
So I put the link there, it's off my SusanLeePhD.com, and you can see the song. If you want to buy any of those songs from Jackie, you can. There's a whole group of them, and she did a beautiful job. And that was exactly what we needed to hear. So let's just get ready to collect our astral bodies, because we're getting ready to go back down into our physical forms. And we're wondering if there's any astral bodies here that would like to have a question for the Arcturian. And so please just write that question down there in the bottom. And our dear friend Joanna will read it to the Arcturian. She speaks Arcturian quite well. And then I, Madria, will pass that on to Arcturians and they will answer it.
Question that's coming forward is, how can I help out more in the transformation right now?
Greetings, our one. You can help more by releasing the concept of more and living within the concept of enough. For helping more is a subtle form of judgment of yourself, that you should do more, you could do more, and why don't you do more? But in reality, beloved one, we see that you are doing enough. Your breath, your thoughts, your emotions, you are doing all you can do within the now of each moment of your one. And as you allow yourself to perceive all reality as enough, this is enough, I am enough, Gaia is enough, money is enough, the friends are enough, the love is enough, I have enough, I am full, I am complete. And then you put, I am complete, into your reality. For what we want all of you to know is that your thoughts filled with your emotions create a real thought form, a real living thought form. And as you allow this living thought form to come into your reality, then you can blow it like a bubble. Imagine those bubbles that you create. And if you so gently, gently just blow upon it, it can flow through the air. So take this beautiful thought form that you've all created just now, each of you, create this beautiful thought form of I have enough, I am complete, and fill that thought form with unconditional love and balance it carefully on your two cupped hands. And breathe that thought form out into the environment. And then whenever anyone even notices that thought form, they have the opportunity to step in to the reality that you have just created. You have just created that reality that I have enough, I am complete. And would that diminish fear or what? And thank you, dear Marie, for asking that question.
And the next question is, how many dimensions are available to us on this earth life?
As many dimensions as you are able to perceive while you remain loyal with your divine contract that you've written for yourself before you entered into this embodiment. In other words, all of you will be ascending within the now. All of you will be able to experience many realities. Now you have come to Earth, and so you think, oh wow, that's cool. I really would love to experience all these different realities and all these different dimensions. You don't have to experience that. You have already experienced that. You are experiencing them right now in the now, the one. So in order to experience that, you have to remember yourself, your multidimensional self. Now, we do know there are many challenges that go with taking on an earth vessel. So it is very helpful to remember a certain component of these myriad expressions of yourself that you are. For it will greatly assist you from falling out of illusion, or falling into illusion. It will greatly assist you to remember yourself. However, you are holding a physical body, you are holding a physical brain, and you will need to do a lot of meditation, a lot of calibration of your multidimensional mind to your third dimensional brain in order to move into the higher and higher frequencies of reality. So it might be a part of your path that you have volunteered to live in an area where that is your task, to live in a nature place where you can meditate 8 hours a day if you need, where you tend the land and you live in peace. And this is how many of the other ascended masters ascended, and that they lived off in temples, in places where they could focus all of their attention upon it. And some of you might have done that, and blessings be. Now, some of you have volunteered to be right in the core of Gaia's 3D world. Now, those of you have created a very difficult challenge for yourself, but it is not one that you are unable to do. Because if you've chosen that difficult task, and you are a very high dimensional being, of course, you are all very high dimensional beings. We want to create that clearly. That all of you have expressions of yourself that go all the way to source and beyond. Yes, there is a beyond source. Yes. Now, however, within the physical form, depending upon what your mission is and what it is you are to do within your awake time on Gaia, you may or may not remember some of the highest, as it might make it too difficult for you to complete your mission. However, in your night body, you are welcome to join us on the ship, and we will take you and assist you to remember all the wonderful dimensions that are just a little bit too much for your human self to take in via your particular mission. And thank you very much, Salvatore, for your wonderful question.
This next one is from Alex in Italy with regards to how do we assist when there's pollution going on around us, and remembering that there's an infinite number of multiple realities that we can choose based on the vibration that we set. So how do we assist in the visitors on the planet that pollute?
Wait, let me read it because I didn't quite understand the question. We do resonate, give us a short message to be given to Gaia's visitors and habits to become truth and oneness instead of living the... Yes, well, good luck on that one. Okay, well, that's the Arcturians. Now, this is something that some people are not happy about hearing, this answer. But the answer is that there are beings that will not choose to ascend. There are beings that will choose to incarnate on another third dimension world. For just as you would not expect a kindergartner to graduate and go into graduate school, you would not expect that one who is within the process of moving through the beginning stages of humanity to be able to move all the way to that place of multidimensional acceptance of their fullest self. Therefore, We suggest that the best way to do so is, just as we have said before, to create this bubble of reality. And as each of our portal openers create this bubble of reality, and we create this bubble of reality that we sent up into the multiverse and down into the core of Gaia. And this bubble of reality is available. And as you know, and as we have perceived from our perspective in the higher realms, beloved Gaia has been overwhelmed with immense amounts of fear. However, a very small percentage of her population have been the ones who have created this fear. And a huge percentage of her population have lived in victimization to the very few. And then there are those who have pulled out of that 3D game. For as long as you choose to play the 3D game of good guy, bad guy, because those few good guys have all the power, all the money, and those many, I mean the bad guys have all the money, all the power, bad in that they have power over. But that again is a judgment, because it feels bad to have someone have power over you. So whether that person is acting bad or that person is feeling bad, bad is a third dimensional term. It's a polarized reality. It's something that needs to be complete within your life. And as each of you realize that you, each of you, have the ability, you do not need to participate in that reality. By refusing to participate in that reality, you are creating these bubbles of the fifth dimensional light. You are creating these portals of fifth dimensional light. By your example, as you walk through the world, people are saying, how can that person be so happy? How can that person have this going on? How can that person is that going on? Because that person is not trapped in the third dimensional game where there's good guys and bad guys and yes you can and no you can't. That person has remembered their self. That person has remembered that they are walking softly on the body of Gaia because they are there to help her. But they are taking all of their nurturance from the higher frequencies of themselves and from the embodiment of their beloved Gaia, the planet whom they have come to serve. And thank you, Alex, for that question.
Robin has a question. I think this will be the last question that we have time for. If we want to connect to the thought bubble that we create when we are in the core, is there a code word or an image or a symbol, something that we can bring back to our consciousness so that we don't forget?
Whatever each of you decide to do within your own self is a component of your particular mission that you wrote for yourself. And if you feel that you want to have a code, then you can create that code and you can hold that code in your heart, store it in your high heart. And if it is a mandala, which Suzelle would do a mandala rather than a code because she doesn't like numbers like she likes pictures, but somebody else would like a code. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. However you manage to remember it is according to the path that you have chosen for yourself. And as you remember how to remember, that is everybody's task. All of you said, I choose to go to Earth and remember and to help other people to remember as well. However you remember is a certain, will work for your certain personality, your certain lifestyle, your certain culture, your certain manner of thinking. And then all the people that resonate to these components will come to you and say, wow, that's really cool. I want to know how you did that because I think I can do it that way. Now somebody else is going to do it a different way. And all the people that do it that same way will go to that person. And in this manner, this wonderful diversity of Earth will all be able to find a way that resonates to their signature frequency. Now, in closing, we want you each now to pull your perception up high, up into the universe, and go out, 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 and down there, over there, over there. Do you see? Oh, look, there is the Milky Way galaxy. And as you move closer and closer, you find yourself on the Orion arm of the Milky Way galaxy. And down towards the bottom, the moon begins way up of the Milky Way galaxy is the solar system of Sol. And as you look into the solar system of Sol, you see the sun. And count 1, 2, 3 planets from the sun. And there is Gaia. And from this perspective, look at Gaia, and do you see all the tunnels of light, all stemming from one, all from coming from the central core, moving up through her body and out through her atmosphere, all over the planet. And every day there are more. Every minute there are more. More of these tunnels of light. And these tunnels of light have different languages, different colors, different reasons. And they represent all the myriad different peoples and atmospheres and cultures and weather patterns. And so Gaia can take all of her wonderful diversity into her higher expression of diverse. Now, all of you, take a long, slow, deep breath as you perceive this beautiful orb, myriad quarters of light stemming from the core crystal out beyond her atmosphere. And take that image and store it into your high heart, between your heart and your throat. And now copy and paste it onto your third eye. This is the Gaia that you see. This is the vision of Gaia ascending. And we thank you, everyone, and we will happily see you on the mothership.
Thank you, Suzanne and Octarian, Tria, and James D. But you're here to end with that. So everybody can see that beautiful picture. Thank you. We had some beautiful visualizations today. Thank you, Suzanne, again. And we're just so thrilled to have these courses. This was the energy that we're setting here is so incredible. I found a huge increase in the energy today. And thank you, Sue, for all those wonderful visualizations. And our star and galactic families are always with us, assisting us. And something that was in the first part of this book that I just wanted to end with to ensure that we walk forward with is the communion and the unison between the high heart and the third eye. And so if we can work with that day in and day out as we're living our daily lives and allow us to become those higher thinking beings, and it creates for us, because remember that our thoughts are light patterns, and what we create is in that essence of that light. So remember that as we go forth in our daily lives, that we're having to really refine who we are every moment that we that we're in our being, our physical bodies, and it's commitment to bring ourselves up so that we can emit that out and allow the Gaia to also accept our healing and our nurturing. The more pure we are within, because remember these portals are all within us. So the more we go within and realign ourselves and with our definitions and our thoughts and just refining them so that we are as much in each moment. And thank you, Sue, again for such a wonderful, lovely class. Thank you, everybody, for getting the comments and the questions down. It's wonderful that we have the dialogue time at the end of classes now. So at the end of every class, we'll do this. The last 15 minutes. And be sure to check out that we also have added a fourth class to this series to ensure that we're getting all the information in that we can, because we are in a master class, and there is work that we do as we integrate all these energies, and we're co-creating these energies with one another, so it will take time to grasp all of the ideas. We want to make sure that you guys have that as well. The recordings will come out to you later on today, and also the invite for the next meeting, which is two Saturdays from now. So Suzanne gets a bit of a break, and as well, will give us a chance to also read and get familiar with the next part of the book. Everybody, and all of our love to one another. And Suzanne, we've done this as tradition now, so you've started this wonderful tradition of allowing all of us to have unconditional love for one another. And I'll allow you to start that lovely circle of light and love for us as we close.